Well, hi everyone. It's the October 8th, I guess, and it's Tuesday afternoon, and I thought I'd make a tape to you. Well, it's Tuesday morning, really. I thought I'd start it. I have to go to chow in about 15 minutes. I thought if I started it now after chow, I could finish it and try to get in the meal so that it would, you'd get it, you know, within a fair period of time. I know that you haven't heard from me in some time. But, of course, it's because we were in Subic and in Manila, and I just have neither the time nor inclination to do much of anything except play. Let me just check this and see if it's working. Before I tell you what we did do, I did take notes on some of your tapes about some of the things that you asked about, and I hope that I can remember everything. One, yes, I did get Mary's caps, but just when you mentioned them, you know, and I got the cosmetics, I thought I told you that on one of the other tapes, and thanked you for it, and I will send something to Mary. It's very nice of her to make them for me. And I did get, well, I said the tapes, didn't I? I mean, I said the caps. I don't recall getting any stockings yet, though. Maybe I did, and just didn't realize it. I might have. Sometimes you forget, you know. And sometimes, Mother, things take quite a bit of time to get here, much longer than it does for us to send to the States, so that when I don't mention that they've come, it's because I haven't received them as yet. So you'll, you know, just have to understand that this is part of the problem that we have over here. Now, another thing before I forget, I sent home several packages from Subic, to you, but for me, if for any reason you have to pay duty on it, please, please, please be sure to let me know, because I will want to pay the duty back. We're allowed $50 on a box, so I don't know. I hope that they won't charge us any duty. I've sent myself a set of dishes and also a set of stemware. It was very reasonable, and I know you think I've got glasses galore, but this is nice. And also, I did send Jack and Phyllis a set as a Christmas present. I told you I sent to Japan and asked them to send a snack set home for you to give Dot and Don. I know I don't usually give them Christmas presents, but this year I thought since I was over here, I would. And I think that Phyllis ought to like the stemware. She doesn't, well. But it really was, it's quite pretty. It's called Smoke Blue. And if you want to open up the dishes or the crystal, please, please feel free to do so. I don't know where I'm going to store all this stuff when I get home. I don't think I've sent you. Yes, I will be sending some other things home to you too. And but be sure you open them up, because inside there will be things like either Christmas presents or birthday presents. And I think it would be, you know, if you could, it would be better for you to see them. And I had to send them in one small box, because send them in a big box or sending them individually isn't much help. So you will get a box and boxes in the mail, and open them up and see what's inside. I also have a bunch of pictures I haven't sent you yet, but I will send them very, very shortly. All in all, I think that's all I bought. I did buy quite a few things, as a matter of fact. As I said, I bought the dishes, and I bought the crystal, and I picked up my silver. And while we were in port, on board ship, some nuns came. They're a Belgian order of nuns up in Baguio, which is a city about 5 hours drive from Subic. I have not been there, but the army maintains a golf course and everything up there. They say it's quite lovely. Speaking of golf course, Dad, I wasn't able to get you any golf balls this time. Maybe the next time in. But this time, I wasn't able to do it, because I didn't know anyone that was going up there to play golf. So anyhow, I got, they came aboard ship. They got permission from the commanding officer, and they make this spun silver jewelry. And really, it's lovely. I got quite a bit more of that than I intended to, as far as, well, really they're for presents, because they are very attractive little things, and I thought that somebody would enjoy them. You'll notice in some of the packages that I've sent, I do hope you're opening them, I've put in cigarette lighters, little ones, and you can do whatever you want with them if you know somebody that wants them. As far as the cigarette lighters, as far as anything is concerned, sending it, just if you could let me know what you did get, you know, when the packages do arrive. The dishes are insured, the crystal was not. But, and as I said, I sent it directly to Jack and his family. And if you hear that it has arrived, it may take any place from 10 days just to 90 days to get there. So if you hear that it has arrived, I'd appreciate your telling me. And I think that they ought to like it. It's very attractive. I picked up a bit of a stiff neck on my way back. I don't know how. There's been an awful lot of flu and sickness around, so perhaps that's how I got it. And really, I don't feel badly. I've had some Darvon, which might make me sound a little bit groggy, but I have a cervical collar on just to keep my head from bounding around. Of course, I'm able to work and everything, but I feel much more fortunate than the rest of the people who were out sick and not able to do any kind of work. And hospitalized. At least I'm able to go downstairs and do some work. But I really don't feel badly. I mean, it looks worse than it feels. One of those things. So, but I have no complaints. So, but if I sound like a little peculiarly, that's why. Let's see, what else did I have to say? Oh, I got Johnny a pair of binoculars this time in port for his birthday. I think I'll mail them directly home. They're an awfully good buy. Really a good buy. In fact, I bought a pair for myself. I don't go out on deck watching things that often, but sometimes it's kind of fun. And I hope he'll like them. They're really a nice pair. And certainly would be good for more than anything than just football games. Japanese, but you know. And I bought a lot of things. This is most of which I'll be sending home to you. We got to Subic. The first night we were in Subic, I had the duty. I told them I'd take the duty so the girls that were getting off the ship this time would be able to go to the party. And then one of the men came back and picked me up at 11 o'clock and took me to the party, which lasted until around 2 or so. And it was very nice. I wore that white dress that you sent me, Mother, and everyone liked it. They said I looked like a fairy princess at my age. No, but you know, they're used to seeing us in our uniforms, to see us in something like that is really treat for them as it is for us. Then I went to, the next morning we went to Manila, and a group of us shared a car, and of course you know I dearly love Manila, and I didn't get any dresses made this time. I thought maybe I'd wait till I get to Hong Kong. God knows when that'll be, probably not till around January, February. But anyhow, I went to Manila, and we went to Tesoro's, and I bought two dresses that they're not, you know, instead of wearing slacks, and they're not pant dresses or anything, they're regular just floor length dresses, except one split at the side, and they're to wear around the house if you have company over or something and you want to look a little, you want to look sporty but a little bit more than sporty. And it's a drip dry material. That drip dry material is wonderful, isn't it? If you want any more of those drip dry dresses, I should or a banana fiber, I wish you'd let me know, and the next time we go in I'll go over and I'll pick them up for you. But you let me know, or if you see a pattern in a book that you think you'd like it made in, just send me, cut it out and send it to me, and then I can have it made that way. But we headed for Tesoro's, and then of course the next place is the beauty parlor. Get your hair done. This girl couldn't cut with a razor, so I just had to trim a little bit until I got back to Subic. And I think we rested a little while, and then that night we went out to dinner first we went up to the cocktails and the roof garden of the Sheraton, and it was beautiful. Overlooks all of Manila Bay and everything. It really is beautiful. And as I told you before, all of our rooms have balconies, and it's just really elegant. And I'm sure that it wouldn't be nearly so elegant to someone who hadn't been deprived of these luxuries, real luxuries, for such a long period of time. So we sat and we had a drink of Mai Tai, I guess. Then we went over to the Madrid, which is that restaurant that I described to you before. In fact, I sent you a postcard from there, and it was just lovely, and we really enjoyed ourselves there, because we danced and we had dinner, and really, it was wonderful. And of course, I had Spanish food as always. Never go without, you know. If I have a chance to eat the Spanish food, I eat it. And we came back. Oh, I don't know. Anyhow, the whole time we were in Port, I don't think I had more than 2 or 3 hours sleep every night because everybody was on the go all the time. And the next morning, I forget what we did. I don't think we went shopping. We had breakfast in our rooms, of course, and I had that coconut pancakes. I'm not great on that stuff. Listen, it's almost time for me to go down and chow, so let me finish this a little bit later, okay? Well, I just came back from chow, and we're inside of land. I suppose it's South Vietnam someplace. I don't know whether I'll be able to get this out to you before we, before they pick up meal or not, but if not, tomorrow they'll pick up meal, and you'll get it within a few days, I know. I just didn't want you to be worried that, because you hadn't heard in such a long period of time for me. I had told you that we went to, I was telling you about Manila, and how much, of course, as usual, I enjoyed it, and that we had gone to Madrid, and I had had paella to eat, you know, that's that Spanish rice dish. I think I mentioned I had breakfast in the room. We had coconut, I had coconut pancakes. It was just out of this world, really beautiful. And the spot itself is such a beautiful spot overlooking the Bay of Manila. And everything was, it was just lovely. That, and we went to Madrid the next day. I think I told you I got up and... Anyhow, one of the things we did was to visit the Chinese cemetery, which was an experience. I took some pictures, and I hope that they come out, and I'll send them to you, of course, when they do, because it really was an experience. They must put a great deal of money into tombs, much more so than we would. They're very, very elegant and elaborate, and even the Catholic ones have joss sticks burning, you know, in commemoration of their dead. So I must say that it was really, I'll tell you a little bit more on the other side of the tape because it looks like it's coming to the end here about what the tombs were like and all. I know you're thinking going through a cemetery, but it was really very, very interesting and educational. So let me just turn this over and then on the other side, I'll tell you a little bit more, okay? Gee, I can never tell when near the end here.